You're listening to Don't Call Me. I'm your host, Em, and this season is called Say It Happened. These are the stories I was never allowed to tell, the ones that got twisted, buried, or used against me. I'm telling them now, in my own time, in my own voice. This series is meant to be heard in order. If you're just joining, go back to episode one of this season and start from there. Every episode builds on the last. This is a full body story, not fragments. This episode includes themes of trauma, emotional abuse, and recovery. If you're not in a place to hear that today, come back when you are. After everything I'd been through, the thought of going back to work, being around people, being asked questions, having to explain myself was sickening. When you've lived through something traumatic, being in public feels radioactive. I didn't want to fake being okay. I didn't want to lie, but I also couldn't bear to tell the truth. And the thought of someone asking me what had happened, of trying to condense that pain into a digestible answer, it made me physically ill. But I needed a job. So I started working at an eye doctor's office as a medical receptionist. I didn't have a car or much money, so I bought a bike. That bike was my bridge between survival and the next thing. I rode it to work and back every day. It wasn't glamorous, but it was mine. It gave me a routine, a rhythm, a reason to get up and move forward. And that's where I met Anne. Anne is the kind of person everyone loves immediately. Bright, warm, hilarious, and underneath all that light, a lot of layers. She was dealing with her own traumas too, though she carried it with a kind of boldness that made people feel safe. We bonded fast. One day, she saw me riding my bike home and offered to start picking me up and dropping me off. No catch, no strings. She didn't want anything in return. She just wanted to help. And that was the first time I let someone help me without feeling like I owed them something. Until that moment, help always came with a cost. It was transactional, conditional, even dangerous. But Anne changed that. She helped because it was the right and good thing to do. And that simple act, saying yes to kindness, started to unravel a belief I didn't even know I was still carrying. That I wasn't worthy of care unless I was bleeding for it. Soon after, the house next door to Anne opened up. It was a 3-bedroom out in the country, right next to a state park. My backyard opened up into fields. It was the first time in years I could breathe. I moved in. That was a 3-bedroom I mentioned in the last episode, the first real home I built on my own terms. Anne and I became more than friends. We were chosen family. We'd walk into each other's houses unannounced. She knew my moods before I said a word. I knew when she needed space or when she needed to be dragged out of bed and into the sunshine. We'd drink coffee in the mornings, sitting out back, watching the mist burn off the fields. And on the weekends, we'd take her Jeep out with the top off, blasting music and singing at the top of our lungs. Not healing in silence, healing in volume. Mr. Jones became one of our go-to songs. I can still hear her voice as off-key and unbothered, belting it out like it was gospel. I remember one Sunday morning, she burst into my room, climbed into bed with me, laid on her back and started kicking her feet in the air, belting out, "Here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known." She always knew the words, and I didn't. I thought it said like a twister. She never let me live that down. That time in my life, Anne was my anchor, my mirror, my proof that people could still be good, that friendship could exist without conditions, and that I could still be lovable even in pieces. She didn't see me as broken. She just saw me. If this episode stayed with you, if it made something clearer, heavier, or more human, please share it. Not for me, but for whoever's still out there thinking they imagined what happened to them. This is Don't Call Me, I'm M. Thanks for listening. And as always, take care of yourselves and one another.